We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The biggest shock to me in the weekend that was in college football. Look, I think Texas is the real deal. I think they proved that last year against Georgia. I thought and I predicted as an SEC guy, where I believe that I root for every SEC team and other conferences don't understand that. It's just how it is in the SEC. Every team in the SEC is a family member sitting at my Thanksgiving dinner table. And I like some family members more than others, right? But I still root for them all. It was really hard for me heading into the weekend to pick both Clemson and Texas to win, and I was wrong about Texas. LSU, to me, looks like a world beater. LSU, to me, is now number one in my SEC power poll this week. The SEC is the best rendition of themselves, in my opinion, since the national championship years. They really, really are. What an impressive performance. Who better to join us to talk about this and all things college football than a managing editor for Horns 24/7 and 24/7 Sports? She joins us each and every Tuesday at 3:40 p.m. Eastern Time. Taylor Estes joins us right now. What is the general feeling in Austin after that game, Taylor?
You know, Mark, I think that while obviously Texas fans would have loved to see, you know, their team kind of rise above the SEC powerhouse LSU, I think that fans really should be kind of proud that Texas was able to stay in that game, in my opinion. You know, there's no such thing as moral victories, especially at big-time college football programs like an LSU or like a Texas or Clemson or whatever it may be. But there is no doubt, after seeing that LSU team, you know, in person firsthand, that is easily one of the most talented teams in the country. And I have no doubt in saying that, you know, if Joe Burrow can stay healthy this season, my goodness, like, he surprised me. You know, I was kind of hesitant to kind of buy into this whole new look LSU offense with the addition of passing game coordinator Joe Brady. But honestly, that shocked me. I was so surprised to see how well that LSU offense did against Texas defense. You know, Texas defense still has some young players, especially in their secondary, but man, Joe Burrow made some NFL caliber of throws against that secondary where it didn't matter who would have been covering those receivers. Those were plays that you really couldn't break up. So the fact that Texas was able to keep it, you know, a one touchdown game, and, you know, let's be honest, if Texas would have actually, you know, not dropped the first touchdown pass in the first quarter to Keyonte Ingram or taking the points, I mean, that would have been a different ball game if Texas wouldn't have gone for it on those fourth down drives in the first quarter. But, you know, overall, I think if you're a Texas fan, you have to be pretty proud that your team was able to go toe-to-toe with easily one of the most talented teams in the country.
So am I gathering this correct, Taylor, that if the question is what was the difference between the two teams, that Taylor's answer would be Joe Burrow's passing ability versus Sam Ellinger's passing ability, and number two, poor decision-making by Tom Herman?
I wouldn't say that, because I do think that, you know, Sam Ellinger had a slow start, obviously, but, you know, LSU, you know, at the end of the first quarter, it was only 3-0. So I think that the biggest difference was the defenses in this one. You know, LSU's secondary looked pretty good, even though Sam Ellinger threw for over 400 yards on it. You know, I mean, there were some very big plays that the LSU secondary made, where Texas made a couple of mistakes, especially on that 3rd and 17 down the stretch, giving up that touchdown to LSU. That was kind of the deal breaker there. I think that I would say that the secondary issues for Texas kind of shined a little bit more facing that caliber of a quarterback. So I would say that would probably be number one. And then, yeah, I mean, it's hard not to question you. I mean, if Keyonte Ingram catches that touchdown, there's 7 right there. And then if they go for the kick, you know, the following offensive possession when they got the ball on their own 4-yard line, you know, that's 10 points right there. So it's hard not to, you know, everybody's a Monday morning quarterback. You know, hindsight is 20/20 for a reason. But yeah, I mean, I think that those decisions definitely played a role.
There's no doubt about it. They did. Taylor, I apologize on behalf of my gender for a tweet that you were sent a few days ago. I don't even get to see. I haven't even gotten to see it. But I wanted to see, like, your tweet was as follows. Actually, I didn't interview for my job because I was good at it, and those who were in charge of hiring me knew that, so I was hired on the spot. Oh, you said my looks are the only reason I have a job as an editor-writer. Clear sarcasm there. Because, you know, people see my face behind the written word. Thanks for complimenting my appearance, though. Cupcake. I think cupcake is my favorite part of that. That's absolutely priceless. Can you... first of all, I apologize on behalf of men everywhere. Secondly, can you share what was said? Because this guy clearly deleted his tweet and went running for the hills.
Yeah, you know, so I get a lot of comments. I mean, women in general that work in sports, you're obviously going to be subjected to a lot more of those type of comments. But the ones that really get me are the people who are like, oh, you have your job because of your looks. And that's what the guy said. The guy said that I have my job because of my looks, so STFU, I'm not going to obviously say what that means, and it was just because I tweeted out the story about, you know, Texas kind of denying the claims that LSU did not have air conditioning in their locker room, so that was the guy's response to me. So obviously, you know, when I see that, it's like, yes, because writers are so well known for being attractive, and that, like, absolutely, you know, that's 100% why I have my job. So let's, right. You know, like, let's, you know, kind of back off a little bit. But I should probably kind of ease it a little bit when those people say those things. But when people are just stupid, it's really hard for me to keep my, you know, bite my tongue. So,
you know, that may not have been the case for you, Taylor, but I absolutely got my job where no one can see me because of my looks as well. You know, very clearly in radio to hire somebody for their appearance. And that is why I have been hired as well. I'll give you a little strategy, though, after having seen this, because I know you might be shocked by this, but I tend to get one piece of hate mail or 40 at a time as well. My favorite go-to now, because what these people want is they want to insult you and they don't want anybody coming after them, right? And it's amazing how thin-skinned they are when people start coming after them. It's like they can insult. I mean, these keyboard warriors are the biggest can dish but can't take it people I've ever seen in my life. So what?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. What I do. I had somebody say to me something implied that I was doing something. You know, I was kissing so much butt of Clemson that I something sexual with Dabo Sweeney's man parts. Right. I had somebody say that to me. He was an attorney from Columbia, South Carolina. So after he tweeted it, I snapshotted it. Right. And then he deleted the tweet and I just reposted the picture that I took, you know, and then everyone was still coming after him. And he's like, man, I apologize. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. It's amazing how that works. Right. So screenshotting it kind of is my ace in the hole when that happens, you know.
It might be
a route for you in the future. You know?
Right. Well, I did take the screenshots. If you go to one of my more recent tweets, I took screenshots of all of his. And the reason why I called him Cupcake, like, I was not trying to be, you know, insulting to anyone, but that's what he called me. He said, you have a job strictly because of your looks, Cupcake. So if someone's going to have a pet name for me, I'll for sure use that pet name back to them.
Come right back with it. Come right back with it. I love it. Yeah. Okay, let's close today with a little word association. First word that comes to mind when I share the following with you. Florida State.
That's
the word. That's the word. There's the word for Florida State. California's new law allowing payments for likeness players, so on and so forth.
Positive. I think that's a good step.
Positive. Alcohol at games.
I like it, personally. You know, Texas is one of the schools that does sell alcohol. I think it keeps the fans in the game instead of leaving at halftime to go to tailgates to drink. So I think it's positive. Well, I shouldn't say drinking, you know, responsibly positive.
Wearing formal wear to football games.
No, never, never, no, never.
That is so popular in the SEC, though. You know, the sorority and fraternity guys, they got their ties. I'm like, what is wrong with us as human beings? Like when in 98 degrees, we're in long sleeve shirts and formal dresses and all these other things. All right.
Well, I mean, football is such a glamorous sport, right? I mean, come on.
Right.
Like if we're talking about the most like brutal sport, football is probably one of them. I don't think of a dress or a tie ever.
And air conditioning in the visitors' locker room at Texas, something Ed Orgeron says does not exist. Word association with that.
it does exist. That's the one I'm going to go with.
Why is he saying that then? Why is he saying that?
That's a great
question.
And
why did Louisiana Tech say that before him?
Well, and here's my question with this. Why is it that Louisiana Tech never said anything after the game about it? And why would Ed Orgeron go out of his way to somehow call the school to make sure they had AC? Like, that has never been an issue at Texas. Now, I don't know if maybe they don't know how to turn on an air conditioning or something like that. That sounds like a user error, in my opinion. But, you know, like, I've covered Texas for a really long time. And what I've gathered from Texas is if there is a situation along those lines, they usually will not release some sort of statement about it. They'll usually, you know, if it was accurate, they would probably just kind of let it go by and not really say anything. And so the fact that the Texas athletic director did come out and release a statement saying that that has never been an issue and that they checked with their facility staff and it was working in good working order, and that's a quote from the facility staff, like, that's not something Texas has done if it really wasn't the case. So it's really hard. Like, when I saw those claims, I was like, okay, I'm going to let's see if Texas makes a statement. If they don't make a statement, it's probably true. If they do, it's likely not true. So I don't know. I mean, that seems weird. I really just wonder if, you know, he's trying to kind of protect himself a little bit because there were so many of those quote unquote cramping issues in the third quarter that, you know, I don't know if he was getting questioned of like their conditioning standards or what, or if he was intentionally stopping the game, which even the game broadcasters made a mention of. So I don't know what's going on there, but, you know, I really would not expect Texas to make a statement if it wasn't true.
Taylor, thank you so much. Always appreciate you. Hope you're feeling great.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.